Welcome to Disruptive Adventism. My name is Jose Briones, and I'll be your host for this podcast. This podcast is about discussing the polemical statements and practices that are part of the Adventist fabric, which in turn shape this belief system to be unique and relevant for today's society. Today's podcast is an introduction to our series on technology. We're going to be engaging with this series for the next couple of weeks, and we hope that you enjoy the interviews that are to follow. Today, it'll be a short monologue explaining the idea of technology and why is it important for an Adventist to engage with it. I hope that you enjoy it and that you find meaningful ways to engage with technology in the digital age with a purpose. Without nothing else to say, let us begin. Thanks for tuning in again, everyone. It's our 10th episode. We are really excited with what we have been able to accomplish. We hope that you have enjoyed so far our series on mindfulness. And we're just thankful for all the following that we've been getting, all the feedback, all the reviews. And we are just excited to see where this podcast is starting to get into. We're starting a different series today. We're starting a series on technology. And our series is going to be focusing on different aspects of technology. I'll share a little bit more at the end of the podcast. Well, we'll be having some interviews and some people coming in and sharing some disruptive things and some other things to, you know, better connect with technology and how to use it in a positive way and avoid the negative ills of technology. And I'll be speaking about a couple of those. So one thing that I want to say is that technology is amazing. To me, it's just great. It's awesome that you're able to listen to my voice through headphones or through a Bluetooth-enabled car or maybe Bluetooth headphones or maybe a speaker, maybe in your Alexa or your Google Home. To me, all of these technological advancements are amazing. They make our life easier. That's just kind of like the reality, you know, the advent of technology, the smartphone, the e-readers, the different connected devices in our homes are making our lives better. That's just kind of the reality that we're living in. You know, technology is incredibly convenient. With a tap, I can order things from Amazon or from different retailers. And we have access to information like no one else has been able to in the past history. It's so fast. It's so great. You know, it's an amazing reality that we're living in. I'm able to record this podcast. I'm able to diffuse it. I'm able to send it to parts and people that I've never even been in contact with. And, you know, that's just great. And I'm really thankful for that. However, the reality about technology is that it's also tricky, you know, and you are aware of this. You know, we sit with our phones in the table. We go to restaurants. We are addicted to a certain degree. We spend too much time. I remember reading the book Irresistible by Adam Halter, and he points out that in 2008, adults spend an average of 18 minutes on their phones. And in 2015, so a couple of years later, 7 years later, and I don't even know the figures for today, but in 2015, they were spending at least 2 hours and 48 minutes per day. That's a lot of time if you think about it. And a lot of the things are positive. You know, maybe you're doing productive things or maybe not. A lot of people see this as a doom and gloom situation. But the reality is that we are not as disconnected or as unaware as some people would like us to believe. Technology is a productive thing. It's a good thing. It can become a bad thing. And, you know, I want to speak about that as well today. As a general practice, you know, we are creating new communities, though, in technology. We are helping people overcome anxieties. We are finding new medications. We are investing in our finances. We are engaging with blogs, podcasts, posts on Facebook. We're creating diversity with technology. And it's something that has not been able to be done in the past. You know, I come from a different country. Maybe you've been able to listen to my accent a little bit. I was born in Nicaragua. And, you know, over there, as I grew up, the technological advancements that I saw on TV were not really happening at home, maybe because of affordability or just not being able to have it right away. But since I moved to the United States, you know, it's a little bit different here. We have the latest and greatest, and we're able to afford it to a certain degree, and certain maybe in other areas, you're not able to afford certain things. But everyone has a degree of technological things that they have acquired over the last year. And this reality of, you know, constant use of social networks, apps, and productivity things, YouTube, information, news, podcasts, blogs. It's a little bit overwhelming, but at the same time, it's allowing us to do tasks faster than any other generation. And yes, technology has a negative component, but as a general rule, I would like to say that as Adventists, we are to regard technology not as evil in and of itself, but as a tool. You know, these tool technology, your computer, your phone, your car even, these tools can be used for a positive engagement or a negative engagement. People usually go to the extreme and, you know, we live in a digital reality. That's the idea. You know, we are not forgetting that we have nature or parks or things or libraries that are surrounding us or people, but there is this extended sense of reality that is also present in our lives today. And the idea is that we need to engage with both. We need to engage with the community, with the nature paths, with the fellowship at church, but we also need to engage with the digital world, Facebook, Instagram. What is all of these things shaping us to be a better person, to be a holistic individual? It's necessary then that we understand technology to be useful as long as the user is doing it or using this tool for a positive engagement. As humans, I think that we have the ability, or at least we're supposed to have the ability to have control over our actions. And if we don't, then we're on dangerous ground. And that's something that technology does also allow. It can control us. The same book, Irresistible, kind of shows how tech companies, you know, have been able to trick our minds and, you know, make us spend more time in these social media, social network websites. And, you know, we need to be careful when it comes to technology. And for example, you know, I'm the first to admit I have a dysfunctional relationship with technology. I love using it. I like getting the latest gadget. I spend a decent amount of time on Facebook or Instagram and I engage with people. But sometimes I hate it too. You know, I really don't like it. I've gone on digital detox. I've done different things with technology. And something that I think that I'm trying to strike for, and I think everyone's trying to strike for with this kind of new revelation, this new digital age, is balance. And it's an inescapable reality. We have technology, we have these tools, and we just need to learn how to use them well. So as an Adventist, I think that the usage of technology should be threefold. In first place, I think technology should be used for our personal development. And that is just a holistic development of the person, either through books or either through acquiring information, getting closer to God through spiritual ways like reading the Bible or, you know, going deeper through websites and commentaries and maybe reading books online or different things. You know, I think that's the first thing that technology has allowed us to do from an individual perspective. Technology is helping me and helping others to find information faster and to educate myself. You know, I listen to podcasts, I read books on my Kindle, and I engage with people on Facebook. And that's awesome because it's helping for my self-awareness and my development at the same time. So I think that as an Adventist, that's the first place that I need to be mindful and that I need to engage with technology in such a way that is helping me become a better person. The second place where I think technology should be used is for the purpose of furthering others and for helping others understand and engage with different ideas and also relieve their suffering. I was watching a couple of videos on Flint, Michigan, and you know, that's something that came about maybe like a year and a half or 2 years ago when it was a huge deal with the water thing. But the thing is, like, you know, I have been able to visit since then, since that broke out in the news, and it's kind of like still the same situation. And the reality is that sometimes what happens in technology is that we have a very short cycle of news and we kind of forget about the people that we're trying to further, we're trying to help. Then it kind of becomes our duty, you know, as the people that have technological tools, to use them for helping others. And never forgetting, you know, not just seeing like, hey, this happened a couple of years ago, but using technology to kind of re-engage in the conversation and further the cause of those that have no voice. Technology is a big tool for Adventists to share issues close to our hearts, helping the disenfranchised or helping those who are in no condition to help themselves, looking for people that have been displaced, or maybe sharing information from homeless individuals. I think that also it is about correcting others. This digital platform like Facebook or Instagram, I'm pretty sure you have gotten into a debate at some point in time with somebody on Facebook, but maybe someone's wrong, you know, maybe they're not aware of the information, and that allows you to have a discussion with them, to help them, to build community with them, and that way you're helping them to become better people. So that's the second aspect that technology can allow you and me to become not only better people, but to help others to become better people. The last aspect that I think Adventists should use as people we need to use, it's not a matter of whether we should engage in the digital space or not, is that the only way that we should engage in the digital space is if we're furthering the gospel. I say it from a very interesting perspective. You know, I have gone back and forth. All of us post different things about our lives, or maybe, you know, you got into a relationship, or maybe you got a new job, and all of those things are good. All of those things are great. You know, you're updating your friends and sharing maybe a beautiful vacation that you have. But something that I think as an Adventist, a very important aspect of being an Adventist, is using every tool that we have at hand, every opportunity in order to share the gospel, to give conversations that make people think about God, that make people think about the beautiful thing of creation, and that there is someone, Jesus Christ, he's out there looking for them. I think that that's the gospel in the digital age, that we're able to, you know, we have this new space that is allowing us to communicate at faster rates, that is allowing us to send information, to introduce conversations, to make ourselves better, to diffuse the information in new ways through videos, podcasts, for blogs, or maybe other creative, maybe even sharing art, GoFundMe campaigns, but that this medium, that this space is being able to use for the gospel, I think is the most important thing. It's a dangerous space for anyone to go through. If you go to your Facebook page, you are tempted to share something that maybe be a little bit egotistical, you know, like you're sharing something about yourself, something that you accomplish, and you start getting likes and you start getting affirmation and stuff like that. And if we don't acknowledge in that post, if we don't acknowledge in our daily life that all of the things that we do is because Jesus is allowing us to do it, then I think we start to lose the focus of this space, of this tool, of the technological things that we are able to do. You know, you're listening to this probably on your browser or probably on your smartphone, and that's amazing. And as an Adventist, I believe wholeheartedly that this space is allowing us to create experiences, to build community, to change the world by giving the message of truth. It's not about using this space to promote ourselves, but to promote Christ in everything that we do. So again, the three areas that I think that, and areas that we're going to be engaging with other people as we go in this series on technology, it's like, hey, how can we use technology to improve ourselves, you know, improve our productivity, improve our spiritual life? How can we use technology to improve the life of others, to help them see and to, you know, maybe share with them the good news? And how can we use this amazing tool to deliver the gospel and to reach, build community, and to make the kingdom here, not only in the real world, in my real community where I live, but also in the digital space. To have church not only present here today with me or tomorrow, that is the Sabbath, but also church in a digital space with people that are thousands of miles away and that need to hear the good news of Christ. The digital world is just another avenue. It's an avenue that needs to not be feared. We don't need to fear to go into the digital space and to lose our humanity because of the things that we see or because of the things that we do. I think that we need to reclaim our humanity through the digital space and to help people to see their needs, to help them have community and to connect the world to Christ. And I think that's the highest and the most important thing. When we're focusing on Christ and when we're sharing his mission in everything that we do in the digital world, as well as in the real world, then we'll be able to see a change not only in our community, but in other people's lives that we may never get to meet until heaven. Thank you for listening today. If you're enjoying the podcast or other content that we're producing here at Disruptive Adventism, we want to invite you to consider contributing through our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/disruptiveadventism. Your contribution helps us continue to create a space where Adventism expands its relevance in today's society. Also, I hope that our content has intrigued you a little bit and that you decide to stay around for future podcasts. If you have any comments, feedback, or a topic you would like us to discuss, please go to our website at www.disruptiveadventism.org or shoot us an email to disruptiveadventism@gmail.com. We're eager to engage in discussions about any matter, so don't hesitate to contact us. This has been it for today. We hope you join us next time. And as always, we invite you to be disruptive.